to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernments.com and BlackBusterNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, global, government corruption, and rapid and global crime, state elections, all black news.
Psychopolitics and psychotronic weapons. What the heck is that? Well, they have to do with what are called non-lethal weapons. And the Soviets have done extensive research on this subject. And, well, what are psychotronic weapons for? They are control of the mind, that's what. I know. Sounds like tinfoil hat stuff, right? Well, not so fast. It has been proven that extra low frequency has an effect on the human body and brain. It's true. Scientists have isolated the frequencies that actually correspond to the major emotional states in human beings, and your emotional state can be manipulated or altered with different frequencies. See, our brains entrain to other frequencies rather easily, and entrain just means that it syncs itself up with another frequency. This actually happens in less than 1 minute when you watch television. Your brain literally entrains to that frequency in about 30 minutes if you watch TV often, a little longer, a whopping 45 seconds if you don't watch very often. I don't watch very much TV, and I don't know about you, but I don't particularly like being manipulated. Ma gets mad. Don't want to make Ma mad. Our brains are manipulated in many ways that we are completely unaware of. Through specific percussion beats and music, it can also make our brains entrain to that frequency, and it involves in a particular emotional state, depending on the frequency. It can put you into an emotional state which you were not in before you started listening. And this is separate and distinct from the manipulation from the programming on television, some of it quite overt, some of it more covert, using neuro-linguistic programming, subliminal messages with graphics and flashing and the busy little ticker on the bottom, the 25th frame effect, constant repetition of the propaganda, and so on. Well, today we're going to discuss all of those things, and specifically how something the Soviets use, it's a psychopolitics, and yes, I am aware that our politicians are psycho. Well, they're not actually psychotic, they're more sociopathic. They have no morals, no moral compunction about lying, killing, or hurting other people. Of course, they couldn't really get there unless they were. But another aspect of that is that they are controlled either by blackmail or psychopolitically. Now, psychopolitics is essentially the art of manipulating people who are in the public light, decision makers, and even citizens, to coming around to a certain point of view. Well, obviously the Soviets wanted people to buy into communism, but that isn't germane to our discussion today. We're going to talk about how psychopolitics is used today and about the technology that is used to influence the mind beyond TV. Typically, that is packaged under the label of non-lethal or less than lethal, but that's part of the propaganda. Using Orwellian terms and titles, the public, via brainwashing or programming venues such as television, mainstream radio, and music, it's just one way to get the public to buy into the concept. But these methods are lethal. They really mess with you. In any case, they are horribly intrusive. The mind should be a haven, sacrosanct, and free from the invasion of the government, advertisers, and other people. Well, not anymore. Stay tuned. We're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be back with lots of fascinating and disturbing information on the other side. We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're going to jump right in, and I want to say hello to everybody listening in here live all around the world, and hello to everybody in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room. We are going to discuss psychopolitics first, and I'm going to reference a document called The Brainwashing Manual, and that is in a website called The Library in Psychology under the Propaganda section. You can locate this document by going to www.nwolibrary.com. I've also pasted the link inside of the chat room. So L. Ron Hubbard wrote this document, and he quoted a gentleman named Beria, who is a Soviet, and he was talking about how they use psychopolitics in Russia. Brainwashing, he says, the synthesis of the Russian textbook on psychopolitics. Psychopolitics is the art and science of asserting and maintaining dominion over the thoughts and loyalties of individuals, officers, bureaus, and masses, and effecting of the conquest of enemy nations through quote-unquote mental healing. Sound familiar? They have very detail-oriented, and they've broken psychopolitics down to a number of categories, the first one being the constitution and anatomy of man himself as a political organism, an examination of man as an economic organization, as this might be controlled by his desires. The next is a classification of state goals for the individuals and masses, an examination of loyalties, the general subject of obedience, the anatomy of the stimulus response mechanisms of man, the subject of shock and endurance, categories of experience, catalyzing and aligning of experience, the use of drugs, implantation, the general application of psychopolitics within Russia, the use of psychopolitics in the conquest of foreign nations, psychopolitical organizations outside Russia, their composition and activity, the creation of a slave philosophy in a hostile nation, and countering anti-psychopolitical activities abroad. They even have subcategories, one such being the nullification of modern weapons by psychopolitical activity. They go on to say how powerful it truly is. The strength and power of psychopolitics cannot be overestimated, particularly when used in a nation decayed by pseudo-intellectualism, where exploitation of the masses combines readily with psychopolitical actions, and particularly where the greed of capitalistic or monarchical regimes has already brought about an overwhelming incidence of neuroses, which can be employed as the groundwork for psychopolitical action and psychopolitical core. The document goes on to detail, explain in great detail all the components of psychopolitics. We're just going to talk about a few. It says, we particularly and specifically note that the individual must be directed from without to accomplish his exercise, education, and work. He must be made to realize this, for only then can he be made to function efficiently in the role assigned to him. The tenets of rugged individualism, personal determinism, self-will, imagination, and personal creativeness are alike in the masses antipathetic to the good of the greater state. These willful and unaligned forces are no more than an illness which will bring about disaffection, disunity, and at length the collapse of the group to which the individual is attached, end quote. Now, of course, This was within the Soviet communist paradigm. The accent was on the supposed difference between communist and capitalist. Well, that's not really relevant here, but the point is that psychopolitics is used to enforce ideals from without and the mass cooperation of citizens for the benefit of the state. The only part of this communist paradigm that is relevant here is that the U.S. has been, and most certainly is, sliding toward it. It's sometimes called communitarianism, cooperation, interdependence, and all kinds of happy little buzzwords. But the government uses psychopolitics all the time on us. The document says, psychopolitics makes it possible to remove that part of his personality which, in itself, is making havoc with the person's own constitution, as well as with the group with which the person is connected. So certain is this principle that when one finds a sick individual, one could search deeply enough, he would find a misaligned loyalty and an interrupted obedience to the person's group unit. Just as in hypnotism, any organ can be commanded into greater loyalty, so can a group. But force often brings about destruction, and it is occasionally not feasible to use broad mass force to accomplish the ends in view. Thus, it is necessary to align the individual against his desire not to conform. To benefit a worker in such a plight, it is necessary to eradicate by general propaganda, by other means, and by his own cooperation and self-willedness, the perverted leaders. It is necessary as well to indoctrinate the educated strata into the tenets and principles of cooperation with the environment, and thus to ensure to the worker less warped leadership, less craven doctrine, and more cooperation with the ideas and ideals of the communist state. The technologies of psychopolitics are directed to this end. Now, that was discussing man as a political organism. Now, this section is about economic man. When he has more food than he can eat, more clothes than he needs to protect him, then he enters upon a certain idleness which dulls his wits and awareness and makes him prey to difficulties which, in a less toxic state, he would have foreseen and avoided. Thus, we have a glut being a menace to the individual. In a nation where economic balances are not controlled and the appetite of the individual is unduly whetted by enchanting and fanciful persuasions to desire, a type of insanity ensues, where the individual is persuaded to possess more than he can use and to possess it even at the expense of his fellows. End quote. Well, it's worth asking at this point if anyone has read the 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto. If so, and you've been paying any attention at all, you will recognize that most of them are already in place here in the United States and in the Western world. But again, this isn't about communism or capitalism, socialism or fascism. Those who are behind the scenes are, as Carol Quigley wrote in his books, Tragedy and Hope, said, there does seem to exist and has always existed for a generation an international network which operates to some extent in the way the radical right believes the communists act. In fact, this network, which we may identify as the roundtable groups, has no aversion to cooperating with the communists or any other group and frequently does so. I know of this operations of this network because I have studied it for 20 years and was permitted for 2 years in the 1960s to examine its papers and secret records. Now, we can see, if we look around, how our appetites have been unduly whetted by enchanting and fanciful persuasions to desire, and we are encouraged to have much more than we actually need. So that is done also by psychopolitics through the media, especially within advertising. So going on, the brainwashing manual discusses next poverty and how it is in capitalist states. It says, poverty itself, as carefully cultivated in capitalist states, can bring about an imbalance of acquisition. Just as a vacuum will pull into it the masses, in a country where enforced privation upon the masses is permitted, and where desire is artificially whetted, need turns to greed. And one easily discovers in such states exploitation of the many for the benefit of the few. Essentially, an entire country, one must remove the greedy by whatever means, and then must create and continue a semi-privation in the masses in order to command and utterly control the nation. A continuous hope for prosperity must be indoctrinated into the masses with many dreams and visions of glut of commodity, and this hope must be counterplayed against the actuality of privation and the continuous threat of loss of all economic factors in case of disloyalty to the state in order to suppress the individual wills of the masses, end quote. Well, we do have carefully cultivated poverty here. Heck, we've had a war on poverty for a generation, and it hasn't gotten any less. It's gotten more. Also, we are constantly propagandized that our wants are actually needs and that materialism is what will cure that void inside. Well, of course it doesn't, but that's been working. What's particularly interesting is that while the masses are bombarded with the allure of wealth and material things, it is actually counterplayed against the actual privation on so many levels. Well, we don't have the threat of losing everything for disagreeing in the state yet, but a law was passed last year that makes the Department of Homeland Security in charge of whether or not you can have a job, whether or not they allow you to work. It hasn't quite been implemented that way yet, but it most likely will, and considering total information awareness, echelon, and the matrix databases, it will come about that the privilege of working will be linked to loyalty of the state. And I'm going to quickly read one more quote before the break. It says, and well, actually, I'm not going to have time to do that. It's very interesting. You need to hear the whole thing all together. But we can see, if we look around, how psychopolitics is used with respect to economics and teaching us to worship at the altar of materialism. We're going to take a quick break, everybody. We'll be right back in 5 minutes. Stay tuned. Much, much more information, disturbing and fascinating, coming up on...
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Always remember those.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Iconoclast Report, and I am Carolyn Harris. I want to thank you so much for joining in and listening today. We are discussing psychopolitics right now, citing a document located in the library called the Brainwashing Manual. And again, you can find that at www.nwolibrary.com. It's in psychology in the propaganda section. And it says, regarding man as an economic organism, it says, in a nation under conquest such as America, our slow and stealthy approach need take advantage only of the cycles of booms and depressions inherent in capitalistic nations in order to assert more and more strong control over individual wills. A boom is as advantageous to us as a depression for our ends. For during prosperity, our propaganda lines must only continue to point up the wealth of the period is delivering to the select few to divorce their control of the state. During a depression, one must only point out that it ensued as a result of the avarice of a few and the general political incompetence of national leaders. The handling of economic propaganda is not properly the sphere of psychopolitics, but the psychopolitician must understand economic measures and communist goals connected with them. The masses last must come to believe that only excessive taxation of the rich can relieve them of the burdensome leisure class, and thus can be brought to accept such a thing as an income tax, a Marxist principle smoothly slid into the capitalist framework in 1909 in the United States, end quote. Well, of course, it was smoothly slid in, and it is totally unconstitutional, and it is Marxist. I really encourage everyone to read this document, and I know, L. Ron Hubbard, okay, but this was written before Scientology, and yes, he did make that up in order to make himself lots of money, which he did state openly. This was an actual paper, and it's about the Soviet art of brainwashing using psychopolitics. It's really fascinating, and he cites a lot from the Soviets themselves. It goes on to say, all goals proceed from duress. Life is a continuous escape. Without force and threat, there can be no striving. Without pain, there can be no desire to escape from pain. Without the threat of punishment, there can be no gain. The goals of the state should be formulated by the state for obedience and concurrence of the individuals within that state. Where obedience fails, the masses suffer. State goals depend on loyalty and obedience for their accomplishment. Sounds familiar. Even though we're not fully socialistic yet, in effect, this is what is happening. It says, it is not enough for the state to have goals. These goals, once put forward, depend on their completion upon the loyalty and obedience of the workers. Psychopolitics remedies this tendency towards disaffection when it exceeds the common persuasions of the immediate superiors of the person in question, end quote. Well, we can see that the state, the government, must have a certain degree of loyalty in order to have social cohesion. Well, of course, that's obvious, but where there's wide-scale dissent or even just massive questioning of the government, they're not able to efficiently implement their policies to achieve their goals, which, of course, is our destruction. So in our case, we in the West use the very powerful medium of television. Since most people are fat and lazy, sit around watching the idiot box for hours and hours instead of doing anything productive like reading, learning, being outside, gardening, interacting with other real human beings instead of watching fake people on TV or researching. But of course, this is all planned. TV is addicting because why? It does the thinking for you. You sit down, turn off your brain, there you go. You watch fake people doing fake things on a screen. Pathetic. Now, on the subject of mental health, this is a very interesting quote from my friend and yours, Bertrand Russell. It says, the subject which will be of most importance politically is mass psychology. The populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. When the technique has been perfected, every government that has been in charge of education for a generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of armies or policemen. As yet, there is only one country which has succeeded in creating this politician's paradise, and that is from Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society. Now, in the Art of Brainwashing manual, they mention how they will take over and use the industries of psychology and psychiatry to affect the minds of Americans. And yes, they have. It has been taken over by psychopoliticians, whether people realize it or not. And psychoanalysis is literally used to spread chaos that they talk about. They talk about taking over any and every industry that wields any influence over the minds of leaders or the masses, and this is how they state it. By psychopolitics, our chief goals are effectively carried forward. To produce a maximum of chaos in the culture of the enemy is our first most important step. Our fruits grow in chaos, distrust, economic depression, and scientific turmoil. Well, indeed they do. So how is this working out in America? Well, now I'm going to cite from a document entitled Legalizing Mind Control by a lady named Barrett Kios, and that is also in the library in psychology in the propaganda section. And again, you can get there by going to www.nwolibrary.com. So she says, would the American people allow the government control and collectivism to replace freedom and individualism? You bet. So would the rest of the world. The social transformation is well underway, and the masses simply flow with the change. Planned over a century ago, the framework for managing and controlling this worldwide revolution was in place by 1945. The two socialist director generals shared a common vision of a tightly controlled global community, but Dr. Brock Chisholm summarized it best. Now ponder his words, for they expose a global plan for quote-unquote peace designed to conform the mental health of all people to his radical mission. Now, pay attention, who are the villains in his crusade? He says, the responsibility for charting the necessary changes in human behavior rests clearly on the sciences working in that field. Psychologists, psychiatrists, sociologists, economists, and politicians must face this responsibility. Can we identify the reasons why we fight wars? Many of them are easy to list. Prejudice, isolationism, the ability to emotionally and uncritically believe unreasonable things. The only psychological force capable of producing these perversions is morality, the concept of right and wrong. For many generations, we have bowed our necks to the yoke of the conviction of sin. We have swallowed all manner of poisonous certainties fed us by our parents, our Sunday school, and day school teachers. Well, B.F. Skinner operated under what he called beyond good and evil, and he experimented on his own children to the point his daughter ended up in a mental institution for the rest of his life. So what a nice guy. Dr. Chisholm continues, it has long been generally accepted that parents have a perfect right to impose any points of view, any lies or fears, superstitions, prejudices, hates or faith on their defenseless children. It is, however, only recently that it has become a matter of certain knowledge that these cause neuroses, behavior disorders, and emotional disabilities, and failure to develop to a state of emotional maturity which fits one to be a citizen of democracy. Well, Dr. Chisholm is advocating that parents hand over their defenseless children to the state and thinks that is the only way to make children prepared to become world citizens, or more correctly, good little slaves. He says, surely the training of children at home and school should be of at least a great public concern as their vaccination for their own protection. Oh, well, because we all know that Mother Government loves us. He says, individuals who have emotional disabilities of their own, we'll continue on with Dr. Chisholm's maniacal plan for our mental health on the other side. Much, much more coming up here on Iconoclast Report on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to thank you so much for sharing your Saturday with me. Again, we're discussing psychopolitics here today, and we are referencing a document called Legalizing Mind Control, written by a lady named Barrett Kios, and that, again, is located in the library. I've also pasted links to it in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room, which you can get to at www.oraclebroadcasting.com. Click the chat button, and there you go. She says, this is Dr. Brock Chisholm's quote here, individuals who have emotional disabilities of their own, guilts, fears, inferiorities, are certain to project their hates onto others. They are a very real menace. Whatever the cost, we must learn to live in friendliness and peace with all the people of the world. Well, of course, individuals are a menace to the global governance scheme. Notice the whatever the cost? Well, you can be sure that that means your life. He continues on, there is something to be said for gently putting aside the mistaken old ways of our elders, if that is possible. If it cannot be done gently, it may have to be done roughly or even violently. End quote. Well,
What they consider to be the mistaken old ways of our elders include freedom, individuality, and self-reliance, and all of those qualities and conditions that are antithetical and impediments to global governance. And they will be rough or violent when it comes down to it. If you will not capitulate, they will resort to firmer measures. So it's up to all of us to learn and to resist. Ms. Kias says, these poisonous certainties include all the unchanging truths and values that cannot be compromised. That is why biblical Christianity was and continues to be incompatible with the world standards for mental health. Many who refuse to conform to the evolving guidelines for tolerance, inclusiveness, group dialogue, and adaptability to the UN plan for continual change are facing severe consequences, end quote. Well, that's because this is all about consensus, getting people to change their attitudes, beliefs, and morals to fit that of the group. The Tavistock Institute in England developed what they called the Delphi Method around people are sitting around a table with a facilitator. The people are encouraged to come to a consensus on a divisive issue. Now, the person who has a belief or attitude that does not conform to the group is chastised, berated, and browbeaten until they capitulate and change their belief to match that of the group. They're not allowed to leave until everyone reaches consensus. In this way, that person is brainwashed while they are awake. They've had this paradigm shift to be part of the herd, and well, now they are. But they won't admit that they've changed, engaging in a kind of doublethink, that they've always thought that, because if they were to admit it, well, they would have to admit that they gave in and are weak. Now, this is also happens through schools in much the same way. It's all about changing what is taught at home to be in alignment with the views of the state, the government, that the government holds, and to change their loyalty to the state away from their family unit, nation, and their God. And woe to the little child who tries to stand up for himself and his beliefs. Teachers are actually taught to put them on the spot and shame them and to make them uncomfortable as possible to get them to change their attitude, beliefs, or morals. And we can all see the evolution of the hate laws, giving one group or another a higher protected status than everyone else. And we are required to tolerate these protected groups no matter what they do, no matter how much it degrades our society, erodes our freedoms, doesn't matter. No matter what, we are not allowed to say or do anything that might offend them. This is aimed at not only overt nullification of the freedom of speech, but at self-censorship, choosing to censor our own thoughts, words, and actions, lest we be singled out from the herd. Again, psychopolitics in action. So now let's talk about mental health. Ms. Kias, in her document, Legalizing Mind Control, says, do you wonder how nations will define, measure, monitor, and promote the quote-unquote optimal mental health of the population? It starts with subtle, even secret legislation. Back in 1960, Dr. Louis Allison, former surgeon and president of the California Medical Association, wrote this timely warning. He said, the proponents of the mental health program have been quick to elaborate a series of legislative proposals. This is the age-old subterfuge of the collectivist, whose only solution for any problem, be it economic, social, or political, is the passage of another law, the imposition of another tax, and the establishment of another bureau. End quote. Well, he's right. Year after year, new laws that widen the web of surveillance and new regulations that ban hate, intolerance, and other broad and ambiguous threats to solidarity have been building in an inescapable network framework for control. Well, on April 29, 2002, George W. Bush added his support to this massive network by signing an executive order with the misleading Orwellian title, President's New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. It established a commission which bound the departments of health and human services, education, and labor together in a common quest for, quote, the desired outcomes of mental health care, which are to attain each individual's maximum level of employment, self-care, interpersonal relationships, and community participation. Maximum level of employment, huh? Like the lady who worked three jobs and George W. told her, well, that's the American way. Yeah, great. As with any governmental program, there is always what is called mission creep. Says this vast new mental surveillance and remediation program reaches far beyond the actual mental illness. In his 1960 book, Mental Robots, Dr. Lewis A. Allison described the age-old tactic. Quote, most of the almost innumerable books, pamphlets, and other publications issued by the sponsors of the mental health program are purposely and craftily disingenuous, disguising its real and ultimate purpose, the ultimate reduction of every individual in the world, except for the favored few who conceive of themselves as possessed of an incomparable genius in their ability to direct the affairs of others, into a common, servile obeisance to his master, the state. End quote. President Bush assured us that the new Freedom Commission would follow, quote, the principles of federalism. Well, instead, it actually paves the way for an official cradle-to-grave behavioral modification and monitoring system that would turn those wise federalist principles upside down to, quote, ensure that its recommendations would promote innovation, flexibility, and accountability at all levels of government. This commission need only respect, not accept or acknowledge the constitutional role of the states. Well, that's not the federalism guaranteed in our Constitution. 8 months later, after President Bush signed this executive order, his new Freedom Commission on Mental Health presented its report. Like the Homeland Security Act, the report focused on prevention. The globalist managers who would conform our thinking to a communitarian ideal, prevention implies a continual program of assessing, monitoring, and molding every mind before any evidence of quote-unquote unhealthy thinking appears. End quote. So, this means that the psychopoliticians have to get busy, busy, busy preventing any disloyalty, dissent, or individualism before it happens. And, of course, psychopolitics is used in every single media venue. And we are bombarded on every side. And she's not kidding about a cradle-to-grave program. They talk about having nurses come into the home as soon as a child is born, and not just to parents who are on Medicare or, you know, state assistance program. No, no, they want to have CPS workers, child protection workers, social workers come into your home and discuss with you and your children, of course, separately, what's going on in your home, discuss your attitudes, and they also do this in public schools, the government indoctrination camps. They now have these little questionnaires that they ask the children about what mommy and daddy think. What do they think about different various issues? What are their religious attitudes? How do they behave in this situation or that situation? And guess what? All goes into the child's file, their electronic file, their data double that will follow them the rest of their life. And all these databases are linked together. The Matrix program has its fingers, so to speak, into every state database in every state. So everything that the school learns about your family from your children goes into their database. The Matrix program, federal government, has access to it. So they can use any of that information against you anytime they want. They can take away your children, whether or not you abuse them, you know, physically or even emotionally. But they can say you do because you don't have the correct attitudes. And you know, you're just going to have to be re-educated. Think about that. More disturbing information, fascinating, coming up next after this quick break. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Iconoclast Report. See you on the other side.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. Willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, you'll lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail, and it's a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Today we are again discussing psychopolitics. We're going to get into psychotronic weapons in the next hour, but have you ever noticed that back in high school, you cast your mind back if you didn't block it out totally, there were a number of cliques that you could belong to. In the 50s, there were jocks, cheerleaders, greasers, and so on. Well, those groups and cliques have changed, but the premise is still the same. They are cookie-cutter groups and personalities, all with their corresponding styles. All those who took part in the hippie era wore their uniform. Punk rockers had their uniform. The emos and hip-hoppers today have their uniform. Same with gangs. And they all think that they're rebelling, dissenting, and being individuals. But you can't be an individual and be a cookie cutout wearing a uniform of a group. Each group, of course, has music and or movies that they listen to and watch, and they have a lingo that is specific to their group, and they all feel like they can belong. And, of course, their uniform and all the stickers, bands, slogans, etc., are a way for others in their group whom they don't know intimately to identify them from afar and know that they have something in common so that they're safe to approach and talk to. Well, and there are also controlled opposition to contain and disempower each of the very many groups. Those who are heading movements, groups, and so on are still part of the system and most likely are controlled in some fashion. Many hippie icons were controlled by the CIA. Sid Vicious was controlled by drugs, and others today are controlled by the groups that they belong to, like the Council for National Policy and so on. So people that are controlled in form or fashion by whatever or whoever, whatever means, makes any of these groups, cliques, or what have you, totally ineffective, which, of course, is the point. Those who follow the leader, any leader, are just as controlled and therefore are not a threat to the state. And psychopolitics in this respect is very, very effective. Edward Bernays, who, of course, the father of modern propaganda, wrote in his book Propaganda that, and I'm paraphrasing here, all you need to do to sway a large number of people is to sway the leader, and all of their followers will go whichever way they go. So there you have it. Well, now let's talk about methods of control, specifically subliminals on the TV. We are going to reference a document called There, Did You See It? By Blagoj Klimov of the Central European University, Budapest. And I'm putting that link up in the library. So first we have to define what subliminal actually means. Well, they define it as, according to the Skeptics Dictionary, anything truly below the level of detectable sensation. The subliminal is generally said to be below the threshold of conscious perception. Thus, it is believed that one can influence behavior by surreptitiously appealing to the subconscious mind with words, sounds, and images. It has been scientifically proven that visual subliminal images can be perceived by the human brain without consciously being aware of them. Subliminal or similar techniques refers to any device or technique that is used to convey or attempts to convey a message to a person by means of sounds or images of a very brief nature that cannot be perceived on the normal level of awareness. A very important distinction should be made. The classical definition for subliminal refers to something which we cannot actually be conscious of through our physical senses. These are the classical subliminal messages, such as the 25th frame, for example. Well, not too many people have heard of the 25th frame effect or know what that means. If you were to plug that search term in, 25th frame, into any search engine, you would come up with a raft of different programs that you can download onto your computer to help you learn a new language, stop smoking, lose weight, whatever you want to do for yourself, or potentially even another person. So I'm going to quote from a software called Mind Coder. Sounds creepy. It says, we can perceive some messages on a subconscious level that we do not see on a conscious level. The human brain takes in all the information it needs to build a response from even an image flashed at 1/100th of a second. This phenomenon is sometimes called the 25th frame effect or the subliminal effect. A frame with a predefined image is inserted after every 24th frame on a film. The time of exposure during play is 0.04 seconds, so that's 0.04 of a second, and not obviously detected right then. However, if a person is watching an advertisement on TV, which is typically about 25 seconds long, then the image on the 25th frame is seen for a total of 1 second. It may still pass undetected, but it does influence the subconscious. In many countries, there are laws and codes that prohibit using the 25th frame effect. Therefore, more sophisticated technology is now being used where the special image is not inserted in a separate frame, but rather tints or part of the images are blended with every frame in the film or video. This technique requires heavy computer processing, but is 1.3 times more effective than the use of the 25th frame method, and legally very difficult to prove. The discovery of this technique in 1979 revolutionized the advertisement industry. MindCoder is based on this technology. It says, not for advertisement, but for powerful self-training, end quote. Now, this is not a joke. I mean, the 25th frame effect was used very heavily in Russia as part of their psychopolitical activities. There's even an article on a website called Gateway to Russia from 2004 trying to play down, desperately, the use of this technology on the population. You know, nothing to see here, folks. Move along, please. Nothing to see. Just keep on going. But if it didn't work, well, they wouldn't have been using it. Of course. And obviously they're using much more sophisticated technology on us today, weaving their subliminals into every single frame. Nasty little buggers. All right, back to the There, Did You See It? Document. It says, but the power of these semi-existent phenomena is so influential that the temptation for their usage as powerful tools for policy making, advertising, or just a mere provocation is nearly irresistible. Examples of such effects are images, hidden in the texture of bigger images, objects, which could have a double meaning, or images embedded within or overlapping with other images. They are most typical in ads and broadcasting and the printed media. And you really should take a look at this document. It's called There Did You See It? Again, it's in the library at www.nwolibrary.com. In the psychology area and propaganda, and you will see they have pictures in this document, so you can see some of the subliminal effects yourself. And there's one from a printed ad that is, well, you have to see it. Okay, it says the subliminal effect appeared in the public sphere in the summer of 1957, followed an experiment conducted by New Jersey Movie Theater by James Vickery. While projecting the movie Picnic, he flashed a couple of different images on the screen, messages, every 5 seconds. Each of the messages was displayed for only 1/3,000th of a second, at a time far below the audience threshold of conscious perceptibility. Messages were short and articulate. Hungry? Eat popcorn. And also, drink Coca-Cola. Vickery reported a tremendous increase in sales after the experiment. Popcorn sales had risen by 57.8% and Coca-Cola sales by 18.1%. Vickery's experiment was the impetus that unlocked the imagination and creativity for thousands of social actors, okay, social actors, which started using hidden messages in advertisements, movies, and cartoons. The major point of interest is that the experiment, following the experiment, hundreds of TV and radio stations aired thousands of subliminal messages, mainly in commercials. The 24 January 1974 announcement by the FCC that subliminal techniques, whether effective or not, were contrary to the public interest, and any station employing them risked losing its broadcast license. However, the policy saying that subliminal advertising was contrary to the public interest did not define it as strictly illegal. This loophole in the law was embraced by major companies, another social actor, there they are again, to continue creating and disseminating thousands of advertisements and movies that use hidden effects for one or another purpose. The ambiguous opinion of social scientists, which do not categorically reject the possibility for subliminal behavior modeling, is the second major factor, along with weak legislation that stimulated further mass subliminal usages, end quote. It must be noted at this point that social scientists are psychopoliticians. Now, I will be doing a show on social engineering and specifically the use of social science at a later date. And that will be very interesting also. Most Western societies are engineered. Many of us know that. Some of us don't, but we'll get into it deep. We're coming up on a break. We're going to start the second hour with a little bit more subliminals, and then we'll get into how they work and psychotronic weapons. Prepare to be disturbed. See you there.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music / business or a freedom / patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctw.com. ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Iconoclast Report. I'm your host, Carolyn Harris. If you're just joining us for the second hour, we are discussing psychopolitics, and we are referencing documents contained in a website called The Library, and you can find that at www.nwolibrary.com. That's nwolibrary.com. I'm also pasting the links in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room, and a big hello to everybody in the chat room, and thank you all so much for sharing your Saturday with me. The document I'm referencing right now is called There, Did You See It? And it's located in Psychology in the Propaganda section. And they talk about subliminal messages in political campaigns. It says, political campaigns are the ideal environment for subliminal pollution. End quote. Well, subliminal pollution is right. It's also been found on numerous Disney movies and cartoons, like The Little Mermaid, The Lion King, Aladdin, and many others. So not only are adults targeted, but children are targeted as well. Because, you know, oh, they're the future. Well, you have future slaves and consumers. Like, they've got to get to them while they're young, right? Well, how do subliminals work? The document states that Jim Haggart explains the function of semi-subliminal advertising as presenting information in a disguised manner and triggering emotions and influencing the formation of ideas. The hidden messages in ads influence us on the emotional rather than on the intellectual level, where communication is devious, subtle, complex, contradictory, and lies chaotically above and below the thresholds of consciousness. Now, by playing with our emotions on the subconscious level, they create some kind of unexplainable close connection between us and the product. We feel an inexplicable desire and association with the product. As Haggart found out, quote, for many years, the advertising professionals have attempted to convince critics and the general public that subliminal advertising does not exist. Or, with Haggart's words, they are trying to assure us that what we see does not exist. Now, the document is citing Jim Haggart's book entitled Jim Haggart's Semi-Subliminal World. Well, of course we're not supposed to see it, and the social scientists play their part, that's the social actors, by denying that subliminals even exist, and well, when they're caught that they do exist, well, they don't work. But then, why would they use it so pervasively if it didn't work? Well, of course it works, and they know that, and now we know that. Now, let's talk about some other ways that we are manipulated. The military has a whole lot of technologies that they use to manipulate people's brains. And I'm going to be referencing a document called Mind Control, The Ultimate Brave New World by Dr. Nick Begich. And if you don't know who Nick Begich is, right off the top of your head, he wrote a book about HARP called Angels Don't Play This HARP. And he's going to be a guest on the Intel Strike Report this week, so that'll be really exciting. He says, it would also appear possible to create high-fidelity speech in the human body, raising the possibility of covert suggestion and psychological direction. Thus, it may be possible to talk to selective adversaries in a fashion that would be most disturbing to them. And that quote is from a document put out by the U.S. Air Force entitled New World Vistas, Air and Space Power in the 21st Century. So, really, there are lots of military documents that talk about this, and they're really excited to use their toys. So Dr. Begich says, the idea that people can be impacted by external signal generators, which create, for example, pulsed electromagnetic fields, pulsed light, and pulsed sound signals, is not new. The research has shown that certain brain states can be influenced in a way that causes changes within the brain itself. These changes allow individuals the possibility of influencing specific conditions in the mind and body otherwise thought beyond our direct control. The military, coming up on a quick break. Just 1 minute and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk more about all the technologies the military has and that they use to manipulate you, I, and people in other countries. So stay tuned. After this quick break, we'll be right back.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We are discussing the document called Mind Control, The Ultimate Brave New World by Dr. Nick Begich. And we're talking about military technology. And Dr. Begich says, the military and others interested in such things have also focused large amounts of research into this area for the purpose of enhancing the performance of soldiers while degrading the performance of adversaries. What is known is that great strides in the area of behavior control are now possible with systems developed and under development by most sophisticated countries on the planet. These new technologies represent a much different approach to warfare, which our government is describing as part of the quote-unquote revolution in military affairs. The passive suggestibility of radio and television as we weave in and out of a semi-sleep state is, for the most part, not even recognized. The passive learning situations become even more relevant when we consider how we receive the news in our daily lives. Well, I'm assuming most of you listeners out there are probably not Fox News addicts, at least I hope not. He says military planners, law enforcement officials, and others are now seeking the covert use of these technologies for controlling the ultimate information processor, the human being, and that, of course, means you and me. Now, the intelligence agencies obviously use many manipulation techniques, and many of you have heard of MKUltra. Now, Dr. Begich explains it this way. The U.S. government knew that the Soviets were bombarding the U.S. embassy in Moscow with what was called the Woodpecker signal, a particular frequency using microwave radiation. The Soviets had developed methods for disrupting the purposeful thought of human beings and were using their knowledge to impact the diplomats in the U.S. embassy in Moscow. In 1973, the CIA purposely destroyed most of the MKUltra files concerning its research and testing on human behavior. In 1977, the agency uncovered additional MKUltra files in the budget and fiscal records that were not indexed under the name MKUltra. These documents detailed over 150 sub-projects that the CIA funded in this area. MKUltra was technically closed out in 1964, but Some of its work was transferred to the Office of Research and Development within the DS&T under the name MK Search and continued into the 1970s. Well, we know that it continued much longer than that, but the CIA worked closely with the Army in conducting the LSD experiments. This connection with the Army is significant because MK Ultra began at the same time that the Secretary of Defense Wilson issued his 1953 directive to the military services on ethical guidelines for human experiments. Throughout the course of MKUltra, the CIA sponsored numerous experiments on unwitting humans. After the death of one such human named Frank Olson, an internal CIA investigation warned about the dangers of such experimentation. Well, the CIA continued in this practice for at least the next 10 years. For the first time in some 500 years, a scientific revolution has begun that will fundamentally the world as much as the Renaissance and Enlightenment did. A handful of extraordinary new advances in science are taking humans quickly and deeply into areas which will have profound implications for the future, end quote. Well, one of these areas is control of the human mind. The issues surrounding behavior modification, mind control, and information warfare will become crystal clear as you listen to this broadcast and the facts unfold. So let's talk about how the military actually uses this information. Now, the following is taken from a current military document entitled The Info Revolution and the Future of the Air Force, written by Colonel John A. Worden III. He says, "We will be involved intimately with hostile populations in situations where the application of non-lethal force will be the tactical or political preference. It appears likely that there are a number of physical agents that might actively, but largely benignly, interact or interfere with biological processes in an adversary in a manner that will provide our armed forces with the tools to control these adversaries without excessive loss of life or property. These physical agents could include acoustic fields, optical fields, electromagnetic fields, and combinations thereof. One can envision the development of electromagnetic energy sources, the output of which can be pulsed, shaped, and focused, that can couple with the human body in a fashion that will allow one to prevent voluntary muscular movements, control emotions and thus actions, produce sleep, transmit suggestions, interfere with both short-term and long-term memory, produce an experience set, and delete an experience set," end quote. Are you out there getting all of this? Not only deprive you of your voluntary muscular movements, but control your emotions, put you to sleep, put suggestions in your head, and mess with your memory. Not only that, but they can implant memories, and they actually have the ability to erase your memory as well. And this is not sci-fi or some kind of, you know, way in the future projection. When this document Dr. Begich was discussing was published in 1994, the technology was already available and already in use. The Soviets had this in 1950s. So the idea that this is somewhere in the future is just bovine excrement. Dr. Begich says, "It would also appear to be possible to create high-fidelity speech within the human body, raising the possibility of covert suggestion and psychological direction. When a high-power microwave pulse in the gigahertz range strikes the human body, a very small temperature perturbation occurs. This is associated with the sudden expansion of the slightly heated tissue. This expansion is fast enough to produce an acoustic wave. If a pulse stream is used, it should be possible to create an internal acoustic field in the 5 to 15 kilohertz range, which is audible. Thus, it may be possible to talk to selected adversaries in a fashion that would be most disturbing to them." You recognize that quote from before. He says, "A new class of weapons based on electromagnetic fields has been added to the muscles of the military organism. The command, control, communications, and intelligence doctrine is still growing and expanding. It would appear that the military may yet be able to completely control the minds of the civilian population." Okay, this quote is from Dr. Jose Delgado from his book entitled Physical Control of the Mind Toward a Psycho-Civilized Society from 1969. Now, put your seatbelts on for this one. He says, actual testing of certain systems has proven that, quote, movement, sensations, emotions, desires, ideas, and a wide variety of psychological phenomena may be induced, inhibited, or modified by electrical stimulation of specific areas of the brain. These facts have changed the classical philosophical concept that the mind was beyond reach. Well, is Jose Delgado was just one sick puppy. He was the one, you might remember, who put electrodes in animals' heads and was able to stimulate their muscles and even their actions. And you might remember the experiment with the bull, where he pushed a button and got the bull to charge, and pushed another button and the bull just stopped on a dime, became totally docile. Delgado is of the opinion that we human beings do not have the right to control our own minds. Really. And he is not alone. Now remember, these folks are funded and directed by others, and he would not have been funded for so long if his extensive research, if it wasn't wanted, if his ideology wasn't shared, if there was not a reason that the human mind needed to be controlled. He goes on to state, we need a program of psychosurgery for political control of our society. The purpose is physical control of the mind. Everyone who deviates from the given norm can be surgically mutilated. The individual may think that the most important reality is his own existence, but this is only his personal point of view. This lacks historical perspective. Man does not have the right to develop his own mind. This kind of liberal orientation has great appeal. We must electronically control the brain. Someday armies and generals will be controlled by electronic stimulation of the brain. Now, those were the remarks of Dr. Jose Delgado as they appeared in the February 24, 1974 edition of the Congressional Record, number 26, volume 118, if you'd like to look that up. Dr. Begich says, the capability exists today through the use of systems which can stimulate the ionosphere to return a pulsed, which is modulated signal, which at the right frequency can override the natural pulsations of the brain. Chemical reactions are triggered, which alter the emotional state of targeted populations. Now, Dr. Begich again wrote about HARP, and that's what HARP does. It beams signals up into the ionosphere, which bounce around and bounce back down wherever they direct them. Freaky, really freaky. Much more information coming up on the other side of this break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel for the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
History will always remember those who strongly fought. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to jump right back in. There is so much to cover, and hopefully we'll have time to take a phone call. We are discussing military technology, psychotronic warfare, referencing a document by Dr. Nick Begich entitled Mind Control, the Ultimate Brave New World. Again, it is in the library, in the psychology area, underneath, in the EMF/ELF section. Okay, he says there are patents are designed to a way to hide messages in video or audio formats, masking any suggestion that the programmer wishes to convey. These kinds of messages bypass the conscious mind and are acted upon by the person hearing them. They are not sorted out by the active mind. Although these technologies are being developed for personal use and as security measures, consider the possibilities for abuse by commercial interests where the message might be buy, 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 or drink more, don't worry, or some other self-serving script, end quote. Might be? Well, we have already seen that they are, and I have a bunch more military documents that I haven't put up in the library yet that talk all about this. These type of subliminals are used in stores to deter shoplifters. It's embedded in the music. And how it works is that a hypnotic script is read out, recorded, and then compressed to a fraction of a second and embedded into the musical signal. This happens all the time. In many ways, it's even used on the radio. So we are bombarded from every angle with these devious methods, whether to influence us to buy a product, accept a governmental program, abandon religion, cheat on a spouse, live above our means and consume, 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 or just obedience to the state. So the question is, does it work? Oh, yes, absolutely it does. Dr. Begich puts it this way. He said, while giving testimony to the European Parliament in 1998, I demonstrated one such device to the astonishment of all those in attendance. This particular device required physical contact in order to work, and it was nearly 40 years old. This area of research is one of the most important because it points to the ultimate weapon of political control, the ability to place information directly into the human brain, bypassing all normal filtering mechanisms. The feasibility of this technology was not only demonstrated in the laboratory, but also in the field, using a radio frequency carrier. In the case of the Gulf War, we had always suspected that the reason the Iraqis gave up en masse was not because of the heavy bombardments, but because they were being hit with a new, quote-unquote, non-lethal system, which created fear and perhaps even worse. Our research uncovered reports which now confirm our suspicions as fact. What the voice of the Gulf began broadcasting, along with prayers from the Quran and testimonials from well-treated Iraqi prisoners, was precise information on the units to be bombed each day, along with new silent psychological technique, which induced thoughts of great fear in each soldier's mind. Well, this makes a great deal of sense today, given that it has become increasingly known about mind control weapons, end quote. Now, the source for the information about the Gulf War was an ITV News Bureau article entitled A PsyOps Bonanza on the Desert, published in 1991. And I read an article shortly afterwards where a soldier in Desert Storm said that everyone in his unit was given a special lead-lined helmet to wear on that particular day, and you'll all remember this day. It was the day where the giant Saddam statue was toppled. The soldier's task, the one that was writing, said that his task was to set up a device on a rooftop along with two other people in his unit that broadcast a signal. Now, the signal was sent out at the frequency that whipped the crowd into a frenzy as their statue was toppled, which, by the way, was done by the American soldiers, not the actual Iraqis. So that was not their honest, natural reaction. It was due to the frequency that it was inducing those feelings within them. Now, you know, not that Saddam was good, but it's just an example of how it was used. So what are the frequencies in the human brain? What are the frequencies that are used? Well, Dr. Begich explains it a little bit here. He says, by 1989, science took another leap forward with the combination of the modulated signal on a microwave carrier. This provided much more efficient delivery of the sound. It was reported sound is induced in the head of a person by radiating the head with microwaves and the range from 100 megahertz to 10,000 megahertz that are modulated with a particular waveform. The waveform consists of a frequency modulated bursts. Each burst is made up of 10 to 20 uniformly spaced pulses grouped tightly together. The burst width is between 500 nanoseconds and 100 nanoseconds. The pulse width is in the range of 10 nanoseconds to 1 microsecond. The pulses are frequency modulated by the audio input to create the sensation of hearing in the person whose head is being irradiated. That's freaky. Well, the human brain operates at the following frequencies. The range of 0 to 30 hertz, plus or minus, and hertz are cycles per second. Frequency, okay, that is ultra low frequency. Okay, from the lowest end of the spectrum, beta waves are 13 to 30 hertz, and that's when we are actively thinking, learning, and in dialogue. In the higher extremes, beta is sometimes associated with anxiety, panic, or stress. Next come alpha waves at 8 to 12 hertz, and that's when we are relaxed, calm, and creative, a waking state. Then comes theta waves, 5 to 7 hertz, and that's when we are semi-awake, semi-asleep, in dreams, deep hypnosis, ESP, out-of-body experiences, channeling, etc. And then on the lowest end of the spectrum, there are delta waves, which are 0.1 to 4 hertz, and that's when we are in a deep and dreamless sleep. 30 to 300 hertz waves are called extremely low frequency range, or ELF. ELF waves carry very little ionizing radiation and very low heat, and therefore do not manifest gross observable physical effects on living organisms. The published Soviet experiments with ELF reveals that there was a marked increase in psychiatric and central nervous system disorders and symptoms of stress for sailors working close to those ELF generators. Okay, how can we be affected within those frequency ranges? Very low frequency, VLF, which is 20 to 35 kilohertz, or low frequency radio frequency modulation can cause nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pains. Some very low frequency sound generators in certain frequency range can cause disruption of human organs, and at higher power levels can even crumble masonry. Such a system could also be used to create artificial earthquakes. And that little bit is from an article called Psychic Warfare and Non-Lethal Weapons, published in the October-November 1993 Nexus magazine. That's a great magazine. Check it out if you have time, and subscribe if you can. So how do these affect the human brain and body? Well, from an article called Soviets, U.S., Both Using Mind Control Methods by Harry Martin and David Call, which was 10th in a series, and the Napa Sentinel, published November 5th, 1991, It says, in San Leandro, Dr. Elizabeth Rauscher, director of the Technic Research Laboratory, has been doing ELF brain research with human subjects for some time. One of the frequencies produces nausea for more than an hour. Another frequency she calls the marijuana frequency gets people laughing. She said, give me money and 3 months, and I'll be able to affect the behavior of 80% of the people in this town without them knowing it, end quote. There are many, many patents for devices that do similar things, and I'm not going to go into all of them now because time doesn't permit. There are other things to cover, but the most important thing to understand here is that no contact is required for this voice-to-skull technology to work. And through compartmentalization, the scientists who worked on many of these devices were under the impression that they were creating something to help deaf people. But when the devices worked, the projects went black. So, there you have it. Of course, these aren't being used to help deaf people now, are they? All right, that's a few more things to say on the other side, and hopefully we'll have time to take a call. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, we'll lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Iconic Boss Report. We've been discussing psychotronic warfare this hour. And one more quote from Dr. Begich from his document, Mind Control, The Ultimate Brave New World. He says, when examined together, each of these patents is seen to be a discrete step toward a new weapon system. And that it is. It is a weapon system. It is a weapon system to affect your thoughts, which they can implant, your memories, which they can insert or erase, and your emotions that they can toy with at will. Now, I don't know how you all feel about being manipulated in this way, but it makes me mad as hell. It makes me madder than a corner rattlesnake. You know, I don't think there are thoughts being implanted into my brain, but nonetheless, just the fact they can do it is outrageous. They have absolutely no right whatsoever. Now, we have a call, my very first call on the show. Let's see if we can get him. Hello there. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Hi.
Hi there.
Rufus.
Hi,
yes,
Rufus.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. I just want to thank you. I mean, you did a wonderful job, you know, getting the information out.
Sure. Thank you.
I mean, the stuff that you covered, you know, it really, you know, you hit the nail on the head with it. And I just want to say, I mean, my knowledge of this comes not from research, but from actual experience of it. And, I know people, I do have an implant, so they mess with my speech when I try to talk about it.
I'm not surprised.
So you have to forgive me.
No problem.
Yeah. So.
Well, in what other ways are you affected by this?
Okay, well, I've been affected all my life, but in 2004, I became a threat to blowing a cover on some other projects.
Uh-huh, okay.
So they had me isolated in the woods, and all of this, the technology that actually physically affects you,
mm-hmm.
they turned on me full force, and it actually almost killed me. I was in the hospital for over a week.
Wow.
Because my bones were just about to stick from, I had sores on my shoulders, from my
wow.
bones were about to stick out of my skin. But, you know, the reason I'm calling mainly is just to get people to understand. I mean, you hear it, you know, you see the documents. Everyone knows this technology exists, but the fact is, if it's not stopped, it will be the demise of all humanity.
Oh, I agree.
Go ahead.
Oh, I've actually been contacted by a number of people who've been affected by this technology. One man up in the Northeast, they were vibrating his insides. And I asked him, you know, well, if you're holding a glass of water or whatever, does the water inside of the cup vibrate? And he said no. And he actually moved. And when he moved, the very day after he moved in, some people came in and made a hole in the road, and they put some device down in it and covered up the road. And he was vibrated again. And, I mean, just crazy. It's amazing how you can be affected remotely. And I want to stress to everybody that when I'm talking about, and Dr. Begich and these military documents are talking about, being able to put thoughts inside of your head is really, really important to understand that you hear them in your own internal voice. It doesn't sound like someone else is in there talking to you. And they can actually drive people crazy that way. And most of the time when you hear or you see somebody who says, oh, I'm being affected, they're doing mind control on me, well, I mean, most people immediately just write them off as a total fruitcake nutcase. Well, you know, those were regular people just like you. And it makes you crazy. And that's the entire point. They have to test this technology on human beings before they can implement it wide scale. And they have used it over in the Gulf, so you know they've already tested it on people here in America and probably in the UK and other Western countries. So it is happening all the time. So the next time you ever hear of anybody saying that, don't just write them off. Now you know that this technology does exist. And it really hurts people. Like you said, Rufus, that this technology was turned on you and it physically hurt you. So what did they do that happened to your body when you were in the woods?
Okay. I mean, I was in a home first. I wasn't in the woods. I mean, it was, you know, through somebody, you know, in the military, that what they actually used was the HAARP system, a scaled down HAARP system mounted on trucks and on planes, helicopters. So it was from the air. And they could actually pin my body down so I could not move.
Wow.
I mean, it's like with the kinetics. I mean, they could, I mean, it's horror. It was horrible. And it was just like a constant agitation of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
There were no thoughts with it, but then they would put me to sleep. And it was, so I went through like maybe a month of sleep deprivation.
Wow.
And it was just a constant bombardment. And you could feel, it was like being in a force field, you know, you see in the sci-fi movies.
Sure.
And I couldn't escape. And the most horrid thing was about it all is the community that I lived in.
Mm-hmm.
They were completely taken over by this. It was like a pilot program. The military had came in and completely taken over a community.
Wow. I've heard of that happening before.
I mean, I witnessed it with my eyes and the destruction that was done there. I mean, families were destroyed. There were numerous suicides in young people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could go on and on and on. And it's coming, within our government that are doing it, and I hear people talk about, different ways to stop it, controlling your own destiny, surrounding yourself with light. What people need to understand is this is technology that is doing this.
That's right.
It's not,
having good thoughts is not going to protect you.
No, I mean, because I was a very good person, and I was always a spiritual person. Mm-hmm. And maybe that is why, I survived a lot of it. I mean, I'm still imprisoned by it.
Sure.
I'm completely blacklisted from the federal government. I have no relationships, physical with, relationships with people. Everything that I do is controlled. And I am monitored 24/7.
Wow. Yeah, they
can.
I didn't get into this, but they, so I'd have time for you to call, but they actually have technology where they can do what they call brain mapping. They can actually map your brain and compare it to people who they have had in their laboratory map their brain. So they compare your brain waves to theirs, and they can determine your emotional state. And they're even more advanced now than the document that I was even going to reference. They can literally pick your thoughts out. And so this is real serious, people. I don't know how to protect yourself. I mean, it does seem like people who are spiritual, who have a religion, if you will, they are less affected because, they are calling on the creator of the universe to help them. And, of course, creator of the universe is bigger and stronger than any of these bad, bad people. But, it is technology, and just having kind of a rudderless new age type of thing of, oh, let's just think of ourselves in the light, that's not going to help you. It is really, really advanced. And thank you so much for calling in, Rufus. I really appreciate you sharing your story.
Well,
and
thank you. Yeah.
Okay, well,
thank you. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. I'm going to let you go and wrap this up.
Okay, bye.
All right, everybody. I don't know if you are as disturbed about this information as I am, but like I said, it just makes me so angry because it is all about controlling you without your permission. You do have the choice whether to watch the idiot box or not. You have the choice to listen to commercial radio or not. But you don't know if those hypnotic scripts that have been compressed down to a nanosecond are put on CDs. We don't know that. I don't know any way to tell. However, we need to learn. We all need to do our part and learn as much as we can, not only about this subject, but about a number of other subjects, because they are all interconnected. I encourage everyone listening, whether you're listening live or on the archives, to go to my website. It's called The Library, and you can find it at www.nw.org. www.ocolibrary.com, and it is a work in progress. I'm always uploading documents with, you know, fantastic information, and hopefully when you go there, you will be able to see how so many of these subjects are all interconnected. And if you are a veteran researcher, great. There might be stuff in there you've never seen before. If you're just starting out, I encourage you to start out in the history section. Well, my time is up, everybody. I want to encourage you to stay around to listen to my wonderful friend Cordy. Her show's The Cordite Country. Thanks for sharing your Saturday with me, everybody. I'm out. See you next week.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false-flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or other issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate-controlled Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice-over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
All right, well, it would help if I paid attention to the clock. Yes, we have one more segment, and then our friend Cordy will be coming up. So we're going to talk about how the military can mess with your memory. Now, a lot of us have memory problems. Is it because of this? I don't know. A magazine article was a technical Air Force magazine in 1982. It stated, specifically generated radio frequency radiation fields may pose powerful and revolutionary anti-personnel military trends. The article stated that it would be very easy to use electromagnetic fields to disrupt the human brain because the brain itself was an electrically mediated organ. It further indicated that a rapidly scanning radio frequency radiation system would have a stunning or killing capability over a large area, and this system was developable. Now, again, that was 1982. Obviously, they probably already have it. In a meeting in Berkeley of the American Association for the Advancement of Science as early as 1965, Professor Anthony J. Deutsch of the New York University provided an important segment of research in the field of memory control. In layman's terms, Professor Deutsch indicated that the mind is a transmitter, and if too much information is received, like too many vehicles on a crowded freeway, the brain ceases to transmit. The professor indicated that an excess of acetylcholine in the brain can interfere with the memory processing control. He indicated that excess amounts of acetylcholine can be artificially produced through both the administration of drugs or through the use of radio waves. The process is called electronic dissolution of memory, or EDM. The memory transmission can be stopped for as long as the radio signal continues. Of course, as a result, the awareness of the person skips over those few minutes during which he's subjected to the radio. Their memory is distorted and time orientation is destroyed. According to Lincoln Lawrence, the author of We Were Controlled, EDM is now operational. There is already in use a small EDM generator / transmitter which can be concealed on the body of the person. Contact with this person, a casual handshake or even a touch, transmits a tiny electronic charge plus an ultrasonic signal tone for a short period and will disturb the time orientation of the person affected. It can be a potent weapon for hopelessly confusing evidence in the investigation of a crime. That was 11th in that same series by Henry V. Martin and Martin David Call, published in the Napa Sentinel in 1991. Well, DARPA, our friends, have initiated projects that are much more advanced, and they have made great progress since then. The GWEN network, that stands for Ground Wave Emergency Network, enables the military to send electronic signals throughout the U.S. via the ground, and HARP enabled the military to send electromagnetic frequencies all over the world. So isn't that comforting? But what is more upsetting is that they can not only manipulate your thoughts, emotions, or memory, put thoughts into your head, but they can actually read your thoughts. I alluded to that in the last segment. Again, from Dr. Begich's document called Mind Control, The Ultimate Brave New World, which is up in the library under psychology in the EMF/ELF section. He says, in 1995, a system for capturing and decoding brain signals was patented, which includes a transducer for stimulating a person and EEG transducers for recording brainwave signals from the person. It also includes a computer for controlling and synchronizing stimuli presented to the person and at the same time recording brainwave signals and either interpreting these signals using a model for conceptual, perceptual, and emotional thought to correspond to the EEG signals of the person's thoughts or comparing the signal to normal brain signals from the normal population to diagnose and locate the origin of brain dysfunction underlying perception, conception, and emotion. In other words, he says, this device reads your mind by comparing your brain activity to other people's. And then in 1996 came this Orwellian development. Oh, my. A method for remotely determining information related to a person's emotional state as waveform energy having predetermined frequency and a predetermined intensity is generated and wirelessly transmitted toward a remotely located subject. Waveformation energy emitted from the subject is detected and automatically analyzed. Seems like we have one more call, but it's to derived information relating to the person's emotional state. So, what was I telling you? Apparently, they can read your mind. We're going to talk to them now. Hello, Jim. Can you hear me? Oh, Jim hung up. Okay, well, do that for you, Jim. Okay, let's see. Physiological or physical parameters of blood pressure, pulse rate, pupil size, respiration and perspiration level are measured and compared with reference values to provide information utilizable in evaluating an interviewee's responses or possibly criminal intent in security sensitive areas. This technology could be used for determining what a person might do given his totally discernible interior emotions. This technology walks through any behavior wall a person can erect and goes straight to the brain to see what may be on a person's mind. So there you do have it. There was a 1975 patent for changing brain waves to a desired frequency, and Dr. Begich explained it this way. In simple terms, the brain's activity is mapped in order to read a person's emotional state, conceptual abilities, and intellectual patterns. A second signal can be generated and sent back into the brain, which overrides the natural signal, causing the brain's energy patterns to shift. This is the brain entrainment, which causes a shift in consciousness. So by 1993, publicly released information was being discussed as a result of information openly flowing out of Russia. Meetings were held to assess the threat. The, quote, main purpose of the March meeting was described in Psychotechnologies memo as to determine whether the psychocorrection technologies represent a present or future threat to U.S. national security in situations where inaudible commands might be used to alter behavior. The threat assessment was likely to begin to condition the Americans for the public acknowledgement of one of the government's long-held secrets, that the human mind and body can be controlled remotely without trace evidence being left behind. Okay, end quote. I didn't get a chance to talk about this yet, but they can actually stop your heart remotely by sending a particular signal at a particular frequency, and boy, isn't that handy. No messy assassin that could get caught, no messy murder weapon. Oh, gee, that person just died of a heart attack, and they were so young. Oh, how unfortunate. And that is highly disturbing information. Makes me very, 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 very angry and frustrated. Now, every person on the planet, Dr. Begich says, can remember times when his thoughts were dangerous, immoral, or otherwise unacceptable, falling below the standards set by societal and cultural norms. Yet, we can have these thoughts in the privacy of our own mind. The trend in the application of mind control technology would now make our most private internal thoughts, as we wrestle with the temptations and choices of everyday life, subject to scrutiny by the government and employers. Who will define the rules for psychocorrection? Who will decide what is ethical and right in this area as it develops over the next decade? Well, obviously, no one. They don't care. The government does not care what is ethical and right in this area. They don't care about your privacy, and they've shown that in numerous ways, with the wiretapping and reading your emails and, you know, listening to you on your cell phone when you think your cell phone's off, and even when it's on. No, they don't care about your privacy. They don't care about your rights. You have no rights. As far as they are concerned, we are useless eaters, and we are here to be controlled, and control us they will. And all of these various and sundry methods that I have talked about over the last couple hours, and it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they can do this, and I mean, honestly, I don't know any way to shield your own body or your mind from this kind of information pumped into your brain, besides obviously not watching television or listening to commercial radio. Of course, Oracle Broadcasting Network is fine, no problem. Everybody should listen to Oracle because we have great shows and great information, and we are here to help you wake up. We are here to give you information to empower you, not to scare you, not to manipulate you, but to empower you. If you learn, you can share this with other people. If you learn, you can empower yourself. You can make more conscious decisions. Now that you know that there are very advanced techniques of manipulation on the television, don't watch it. All right, for real this time, everybody. The show is over. My time is up, but I want to encourage you to stay and listen to Cordy's show. Cordy Country is awesome. I never miss it. Take care, everybody. See you next week. Bye-bye.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.